The youngest of the KBI group, Harold Nye, who was a peppy little man of 34 with restless, distrustful eyes and a sharp nose, chin, and mind, had been assigned what he called the damn delicate business of interviewing the clutter kinfolk. It's painful for you, and it's painful for them. When it comes to murder, you can't respect grief, or privacy, or personal feelings. You've got to ask the questions, and some of them cut deep. But none of the persons he questioned, and none of the questions he asked. I was exploring the emotional background. I thought the answer might be another woman. A triangle. Well, consider. Mr. Clutter was a fairly young, very healthy man, but his wife, she was a semi-invalid. She slept in a separate bedroom. Produced useful information. Not even the two surviving daughters could suggest a cause for the crime. In brief, Nye learned only this. Of all the people in all the world, the Clutters were the least likely to be murdered. At the end of the day, when the three agents convened in Dewey's office, it developed that Dunce and Church had had better luck than Nye. Brother Nye, as the others called him. Members of the KBI are partial to nicknames. Dunce is known as Old Man, unfairly since he is not quite 50, a burly but light-footed man with a broad tomcat face, and Church, who is 60 or so, pink-skinned and professorial-looking, but tough, according to his colleagues, and the fastest draw in Kansas, is called Curly because his head is partly hairless. Both men, in the course of their inquiries, had picked up promising leads. Dunce's story concerned a father and son who shall here be known as John Sr. and John Jr. Some years earlier, John Sr. had conducted with Mr. Clutter a minor business transaction, the outcome of which angered John Sr., who felt that Clutter had thrown him a queer ball. Now, both John Sr. and his son boozed. Indeed, John Jr. was an often incarcerated alcoholic. One unfortunate day, father and son, full of whiskey courage, appeared at the Clutter home intending to have it out with Herb. They were denied the chance, for Mr. Clutter, an abstainer aggressively opposed to drink and drunkards, seized a gun and marched them off his property. This discourtesy the Johns had not forgiven. As recently as a month ago, John Sr. had told an acquaintance, "Every time I think of that bastard, my hands start to twitch. I just want to choke him."